Just a moment, please.
Yes, thank you very much. Honorable President, dear friends who have joined our conference from the seven continents, I am greeting you with the spirit of the great desires of humanity. We have come to the end of the Atlantic era. A new civilization emerged from Asia. The states of West Asia are the front line of the humanity. Russia's war in Ukraine against US imperialism is the fight of all of us. On this front, we join Russian heroism. We join the resistance of the Alexander Nevsky's, Kutuzov's, Stalin's, and Putin's. Right now, in the Eastern Mediterranean, US guns are pointed from military bases on Greek shores towards Turkey. Turkey keeps here the watch for humanity. Syria, Iraq, Turkey, and Iran are fighting with arms together against the US project of a second Israel labeled Kurdistan. The emerging unity between Iran, Saudi Arabia, the Gulf Emirates, and Yemen is historic importance, especially the beginning of the process of Iran joining the Organization of Turkic States is of extraordinary value for the unification of Asia. China provides bravery and hope to all humanity with its insistence on construction, socialism, and its awareness in the Strait of Taiwan. Dear friends, today the north of Syria is the key part of this front line. Here we have forces and a strategic position that is superior to that of US imperialism. Due to given circumstances, Russia, Turkey, Syria, and Iran are not able to pursue joint operations and maneuvers in the Ukraine front. But in the north of Syria, all four of these states are present with their military forces. The front line of Black Sea, Mediterranean, Arabian Sea can be united via the north of Syria. And such a practice will be start of a process to expel the United States from our region and from Ukraine too. Joint operations in Syria with the goal to eliminate US-led separatist and religious extremist terror organizations will not only ensure Syria's territorial integrity, they will also constitute a decisive offensive for the security of West Asia and the world's peace. This joint military operation will, first, liberate the Turkish state from pursuing hesitating and contradictory practices and ensure its positioning in the joint front. Second, confront the United States with the problem of fighting a several front simultaneously. Third, strengthen Russia's position on the Ukraine front. Fourth, strengthen China's position in the Taiwan Strait. Honorable friends, in 2017, Turkey, Iraq, Syria, Iran, and Russia acted together and foiled the US and Israel attempt to establish a so-called Kurdistan in the north of Iraq. Azerbaijan, Turkey, and Russia have displayed a joint approach and practice in the Karabakh war. As a result, the United States could not even one foot in the Caucasus. This practice showed that the unity of West Asian countries within the Turkish-Russian axis provide a model of peace and security. Now is the time to broaden this model to all regions of confrontation. In that context, first, a joint position needs to be taken against NATO enlargement to the east. NATO must be stopped. Second, a united front must be established with the goal of closing down all US and NATO military bases. Third, Crimea is territory of the Russian Federation. The Donetsk and Luhansk regions, as well as Zaporozhye and Kherson, are part of the Russian Federation. These facts must be recognized officially and openly. Fourth, the independence of the Republic of Abkhazia must be recognized. Fifth, Azerbaijan's struggle to liberate its territories under occupation must be supported. Sixth, In the Eastern Mediterranean, the struggle of the region states to defeat their blue homeland against the axis of US, Israel, Greece must be supported. Seven, the Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus must be recognized. The reason, if the United States gains control over entire Cyprus, they will dominate all routes from the Suez Canal to the Strait of Hormuz. Eight, all efforts should be pursued with determination to end Israel's occupation of Arab lands. Moreover, all measures must be applied to ensure the establishment of a unified, independent Palestinian state with East Jerusalem as its capital city. Ninth, the United States sanctions to various countries of the world should not be recognized nor applied. These sanctions should be turned into golden opportunities to further develop cooperation between regional countries. 10th, institutions like the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, the BRICS, Asian Union, Arab League, and the Organization of Turkic States unite the region's countries against hegemonism. Unity, solidarity, and integration among these organizations must be developed further. 11th, the People's Republic of China's Belt and Road Initiative for a shared development must be advanced further. 12th, works to pursue international trade in national currencies and to establish joint regional currencies must be intensified. Dear friends, may the words of our great poet Yunus Emre enlighten the path ahead. How high the mountain ever may be, the road passes over its summit. Our common hopes and desires provide us with extraordinary power. Asia's heritage of grand empires and revolutions has taught us to live in pride and brotherly. As the Turkish nation, we promise to fight with our heads up on the front line for the construction of the Asian civilization. I greet respectfully and wholeheartedly all the fighters great gathered here. Together, we will fight for the new civilization that is not individualist and profit-driven, but is sharing, public-oriented, statist, freedom-loving, peaceful, and that strengthens the independence of national states. Thank you very much.